Lemonada.
This is Eric Alvarez. One quick note before we begin. This episode is available in Spanish. You are listening to the English version, which means I will try to say soccer instead of football. Para escucharlo en español, busca el podcast Mi Mundialista Favorita.
Señoras y señores, final del partido. Panamá.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the end of the match. Panama makes a miracle happen. The country qualifies for its first World Cup ever.
Copa Mundial Femenina de la FIFA.
It should be the happiest moment of her life, but Marta Cox is crying, clutching a white, wrinkled cotton shirt. It's February 2023, and Marta has just played the tournament of her life to send Panama to its first ever FIFA Women's World Cup.
It is the best thing that would happen to me in my career, because getting to a World Cup isn't easy. It's quite difficult. But being there, it's time to enjoy it.
They could use it any time. Here's the center. What a header.
Goal! In the final, she assisted on the goal by Lineth Cedeño that sent Panama to the World Cup. Which brings us to the shirt.
I know that I was asking. I was only asking for my mother's shirt. Like, I would just ask for her shirt, my mother's, and I would cry. Like, I would play crying.
8 months prior, Marta's mother died unexpectedly at 50 years old.
Qualifying for the World Cup makes me happy, but I also wish my mom were here, because her big dream was to reach a World Cup.
I'm Eric Alvarez, and I'm joined by my decorated football co-host. She's an Olympian who won the World Cup with the U.S. women's national team, and now plays as a defender for the NWSL champion Portland Thorns, Megan Klingenberg.
Thank you, Eric. This is my new favorite futbolista, where you will get to know football's brightest stars and the causes they're fighting for off the pitch.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Marta, who is 25, is on her way to her first World Cup as captain for Panama's national team. In 2021, she became the first foreign player to join Club León in Mexico's top soccer league. She's now one of the best players on Pachuca Femenil. Megan, what can it mean for a tragedy to strike when a player is doing so well in their career?
Tragedy doesn't care about whether you're doing well or whether you're doing bad. It can strike at any time, and unfortunately it does. I lost my father last year in June, in the middle of our championship season. And it's something that's still really hard for me to talk about. So I'm sure that it's very hard for Marta to talk about. It feels like a gut punch, and it's unexpected gut punch. And so being able to maintain a high level while feeling all of these different types of emotions is stressful and difficult, but athletes are still asked to do it. and they're still asked to be at top of their game, even though they're just trying to wake up and eat breakfast and put on clothes and make it through the day.
Thank you, Megan. To tell us more about Marta's tragic loss, we have NBC6 South Florida anchor Roxanne Vargas. Roxy, how are you?
Hey there, Megan and Eric. Thank you so much for having me. So great to be here with you. Marta's mom, her health started declining really out of nowhere at a time where the Panamanian national team, they were under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress as well. They were preparing for the World Cup qualifiers.
We had been in training because we were preparing for World Cup qualifiers.
That's Raisa Gutierrez. She's been Marta's coach since Marta was 7 years old.
Marta's mom was with us. I had the opportunity to be with Marta. When Marta's mom left that day, Marta told me, "Something's wrong with my mom. She looks bad."
What followed was a blur of events for Marta.
The last match we had in Panama was a friendly, and my mom was already, she was already ill.
15 days later, Marta's mom lands in the hospital with very severe pain in her stomach. Marta at the time didn't want to play. Marta wanted to be by her mother's side because she could see her mother was not doing well.
At the hospital, Marta learned that the pain was due to advanced stomach cancer that had gone undetected.
I remember that Marta was calling me almost in the middle of the night. I didn't answer her because I was asleep, and I have a bad habit of sleeping with the phone on silent. When I got up, I saw her call, her messages crying. Since we live very close, I went to where she was and hugged her very tight. She took refuge in me. She shouted about her mother. The truth is that it was a very sad moment, both for me and for her, because what her mother meant in her life.
In May 2022, just 2 months shy of Marta's 25th birthday, Marta's mother died.
She was a great mother. My mom was a beautiful woman. My mom was courageous. My mom was brave. My mom faced things. She wasn't afraid. I watched my mom die, and before my mom died, she was very brave. My mom put up with it a lot.
Marta says her mom's bravery was on display until her last moments.
I swear I never saw my mom cry in the hospital. I never saw anything. In the hospital, she would be frustrated, tossing in the bed or at the point of yelling. But I never saw my mom cry.
This is Eric Alvarez, back here with my co-host, World Cup champion, Megan Klingenberg. Megan, all of us process grief in different ways, but as you mentioned, having to do so while still being asked to perform at such a high level must be incredibly stressful. And I'm curious if the stress of World Cup qualifiers just makes that even worse. What can you tell us about those games and how much of an impact they can have on a person with all of that pressure?
It can go either way. You can either have the stress of the games compound on top of the stress that you're already feeling, or you just feel like they don't matter. Because what could matter in the face of losing somebody that you love so much?
Now, Roxy, I understand Marta's story hits really close to home for you. I understand you lost your dad when you were just 18 years old. And understanding that everyone's journey is different, can you help us understand what those first few days and weeks after losing a parent could be like?
It's really hard for anyone to understand unless you've been there. Unfortunately, I have. I was an athlete as well. Not a good one, but I was an athlete. Sports was a way that I connected with my dad. Our parents are our biggest supporters, most incredible cheerleaders we have, not just on the field or on the sideline, but our biggest supporters in life. And just to think about the pressure that Marta and the Panamanian national team they were under, that they were facing at that time. On top of that, losing a loved one, that's really heavy. Think about that. The loss of a parent leaves a void in your heart and you feel that void forever. But what a blessing, right? To have had that love and to have had that support.
Roxy, thank you so much for sharing that side of your story. After this break, Roxy will tell us how Marta handled.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress, and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Her mother's death and a historic milestone for women's soccer in Panama at the same time.
When Marta's mom died, the Panamanian women's national team was preparing for the CONCACAF Women's Championship.
It wasn't easy. I cried about everything. I would cry all the time. I was distracted during the matches because everything was so raw. I would try. In my mind, I was like, I need help. Does that make sense? I need help. I want to play in peace. I want to play well. And I would talk to my mom and I would say, Mom, give me strength. Give me strength, which is what I think you want. This is what you loved, watching me play soccer. Do you want me to go to a World Cup? Give me strength. Just give me strength.
Marta couldn't get through a single game without breaking into tears.
My teammates were playing and I would be worried because I would be crying. I mean, I bled in tears and it wasn't easy to finish a game, lose, and be broken because of what happened with your mother or any family member. How does one even recover from such a loss? It was very difficult.
During these months when the wound was still so fresh, it helped to feel needed on the pitch.
My coaches and my teammates helped a lot. That voice of encouragement, that desire that they gave me to not give up, telling me, we need you. So those words kind of filled me with strength to go out on the field and be me.
It all came to a head in July 2022 when the team was in Monterrey, Mexico, fighting to advance in the World Cup qualifiers.
Marta focused on her desire to play for her mom, to score goals for her mom. She wanted her dreams to come true for her mom.
So on July 11th, Panama was going into its first match of the tournament. And this one was against Trinidad and Tobago. With just minutes to go until halftime and the match still scoreless, things weren't looking good. That is, things weren't looking good until Marta was past the ball and freed herself of a defender. Marta scored a goal. The team erupted into cheers. But Marta didn't look happy.
I remember when Marta scored the goal. I didn't even think of celebrating with the head coach or with the coaching staff. I just grabbed the shirt with the photo of her mom, ran to her and gave it to her. It made me very emotional to see her, to see how she cried clutching her mom's shirt.
I think that goal was for my mother and for all of Panama.
That was just the 2 months after the death of Marta's mother. In February of this year, when Panama defeated Paraguay to secure its spot in the World Cup, the feelings of grief were just as raw. As the team embraces Marta, it's nowhere to be seen in the televised feed. Eventually, the camera cuts to her.
When we heard the final whistle, Marta broke down in tears. Marta broke down in tears, embracing the flag of our country. She was crying of happiness because we managed to get into the World Cup, but at the same time crying of sadness because she couldn't share that joy with her mother.
While Marta still has her dad, their relationship is not as strong as she would like.
The relationship that I have with my father today, and I'm not going to hide it because for me, every person makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. Right now, my father is in jail. My father is in jail, so when I go to Panama, I only see my extended family on my father's side or on my mother's side. I haven't seen my father in 4 years.
And today, more than a year after the death of her mother, Marta is still finding new ways to cope with the grief.
Creo que me afecta los momentos cuando estoy bajoneada.
I think it affects me the most when I'm down. When I'm down, when I need her to talk to me and I can't because I can take her out of the grave. So how, in other words, what do I do or how do I free myself? What helps me the most is seeing her photos. I have my other phone that I won't get rid of because I know that it holds the last messages from her. I look at them, I have all her belongings, and talking to my best friend about it also helps.
Y me libero hablando en algún momento con alguna, con mi mejor amiga.
So Marta finds ways to keep her mother alive. Yaneli Farias, the host of the Spanish version of this series and Marta's teammate on Liga MX Pachuca, asks Marta about a special article of clothing she wears to honor her late mother.
Para los partidos, nosotros usamos una...
For our games, we use a shirt to warm up, and you wear a shirt with a picture, a photo of your mom. What does that mean to you?
¿Qué significa eso para ti?
Significa eso...
That she's always with me. I'll always wear it. Sometimes there are moments like, sure, I can carry her in my heart, but it helps me know that she's present. Sometimes I'll take it off and tell Jorge, or coach, Jorge, put the shirt on the bench so she can see me. Spiritually, my mother is seeing me, and I feel it. I have dreamed of her, that she's sleeping close to me, but I dream nice things. So I feel that I always have her present, even if her physical warmth isn't here, because I already have her. And I will always carry her with me. And that thing where I warm up with my shirt will never ever stop, if I'm being honest. I will always be with her, whether she's on my shirt, in my heart, in my thoughts. My mom will always be with me in my home.
Mi mamá siempre rondea aquí en mi hogar.
This is Eric Alvarez, back here with my co-host, World Cup champion, Megan Klingenberg. Megan, undoubtedly, she felt those feelings. You can see that in the emotion that we're looking at here. But she accomplished on the field what she had to do, and she's heading into the World Cup, her country's first ever World Cup. What do you think that says about what kind of a player Marta is?
Oh, Marta's a badass. Marta is the type of player that is able to shoulder grief and unquestionably hard feelings while still being able to perform and be proud of her country and proud of her team. I think it says a lot about a person when they're able to show up and put aside their own personal sorrows for the better of their country, for the better of their team, for the better of... their family. And it's so cool to watch. And I know I will be personally rooting for Marta and Panama in this World Cup, just due to the story, was one of my favorite. Obviously, for personal reasons. But I think it says a lot about her as a person and how strong she is and how much she's able to bear and still be able to be world class.
Thank you, Megan.
On the next episode of My New Favorite Futbolista, this Colombian forward overcame ovarian cancer as a teenager.
It was very complicated. The truth is that I was very young, and maybe I didn't quite understand what was happening to me. My parents were the ones who received the information because I was very young. It was very complicated.
Get to know Linda Caicedo on the next episode of My New Favorite Futbolista. Thank you for listening to My New Favorite Futbolista. There will be over 700 players at the World Cup, so we have more inspiring stories to tell. Go back to the My New Favorite Futbolista feed right now to hear previous episodes, and make sure to subscribe to get future episodes automatically downloaded to your device.
This episode of My New Favorite Futbolista was produced by NBC Universal Local. Megan Klingenberg and I, Eric Alvarez, were your hosts. Roxanne Vargas was our guest correspondent. Fernando Hurtado wrote and edited this episode. Jeremy Berg served as executive producer. Fernando Hurtado and Seth Rubenroy were the supervising producers. Aaron Pinnell and Rosangela Payan were the motion graphics designers. Miguel Estrada, Brad Fossler, James Jeffrey, Michael Katowski, Erica Messick, Sanjesh Singh, Whitney Eirich, Chelsea Turner, Amy Burns, Allison Stubb, Nate Fall, Matt Campbell, Mike Brown, Francesca Giamo, and Brandon Galvan were the production crew. Stephen Dawson was the operations manager. Ray Rodriguez, Miguel Estrada, Rafael Virella, and Fernando Hurtado provided translations.